Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to tonight's program. I'm so glad to be with you all on the air here tonight. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, and the prophecy news behind the news, right here on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by, of course, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God, and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study. As always, the King James Version. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye may not soon be shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by words, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you, verse 3, by any means, for that day shall not come, except there shall come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Watchmen commenting on those verses, that word beseech means to question. And the question is, do you know there is a second and last coming that will come soon, when all his saints, Yahweh's saints, will be gathered together to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Also part of that question is the statements to be not shaken in your minds by moving away from a normal and happy state while waiting for that coming, not to be troubled by a spirit or word or letter, but to stand firm in the joy of the faith, not letting anyone deceive you by any means, be it by any of those things in those verses, and it could also even be extended to false preachers, teachers, and the changed, corrupted modern Bible translations. As I always say, get you an original King James Version. It's not that hard to understand, my friends. Shoe is show, ye is you, and so on. And unless you can read Hebrew, it is the most accurate English translation available to you, and that's the true truth. So let no man or translation deceive you. And understand, we are in the falling away today with the man of sin, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who is about to be revealed very soon. And that's the true truth. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Let your ears hear and your heart understand that the day of the Lord is at hand, saith your Father God. Yes, The day of the Lord is at hand, and the things that now shall take place shall be things that you read about, that you pondered, that you thought on, but it shall be a day when you walk under my commands. For I have said in my word I would do nothing except I reveal it to you first through the prophets. And yea, you shall hear those things, saith your Father God. Listen carefully to them. Flee from the false prophets, but cling unto the true prophets. Draw yourself nigh unto me. Dig into my word and know my word. Understand my word. Be not fooled by all the new religions that are springing forth, for they're only end time signs. And I shall take you out before I pour out my wrath. So fear not the things to come, but draw closer to me. Listen, listen. I'll lead you even as I led the children of Israel. I'll lead you in victory, and I shall supply for you, saith your Father God.
Amen. Wow. I cannot believe how well that prophetic word fits in what I have already prepared for tonight's program. My, oh my. The Spirit of the Lord is awesome, isn't he? Hallelujah. Amen. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from, of course, the King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 19, King James Version. Amen. Because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Watchman comment. That word hearken, my friends, is a very important word, as it means to hear, to listen, and most importantly, to obey. And to obey is better than the sacrifice. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. When one does not hearken to the Lord's words, one is in rebellion against these very same words, and also Yahweh, the one who spoke those very same words. The words being referenced by Yahweh here are those of his prophets, whom he has sent. That they refuse to hear, just like today, many rebel against the true truth word of God, because charlatans have taught them another gospel, another Jesus, and they have plenty of modern Bibles to use to help them deceive many, and that's the true truth, amen. What you hear on this program is not twisted gospel, it's from the King James Version, and it is true truth. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 19, because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. My friends, I pray that you will hear. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand, so get right and get ready. Glory, hallelujah. Mort from, I believe, PA, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and is our WOW, Walk on Water, sponsor for tonight's program. Father, please bless Mort, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen and amen. I thank you so much, Brother Mort. I pray you are listening tonight, as I have no other way to contact you. Unfortunately, I had deposited your offering before I went to write you, and then I found there was no return address on your letter, so I couldn't write the letter to you. I will pray about what you ask me, but I will only go on another program if Yahweh says to, and he has not yet ever done that, but you never know, and as I said, I will pray about it. I appreciate your love gift and your heart. I sincerely thank you, though, for obeying God for your first offering. Just listen to him and send what he says, and you will always be blessed. Amen and amen. Thank you, my friend. I'll look forward to hearing from you again so that I can write you. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Here we go with tonight's news behind the news. Muslim declared jihad on dogs in Europe. Oh, boy. A Dutch Muslim politician has called for a ban on dogs in The Hague, the third largest city in the Netherlands. Islamic legal tradition holds that dogs are unclean animals, and some say the call to ban them in Holland and elsewhere represents an attempted encroachment of Islamic Sharia law in Europe. Watchman comment, of course it is. But, my friends, do not laugh, as this could come to America and elsewhere. Continuing. So-called Christian Mitt Romney was hit by a rainbow glitter confetti, what they call gay bomb. And if you saw the YouTube video and you can read lips, his response was the F word. My. And that's Christian? Continuing. USA President Barack Hussein Obama, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, said his policy arguments stem from his interpretation of his Christian faith. Watchman comment, oh, I see now. He interprets his Christian faith the way he wants it. Continuing. Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast, quote, for me as a Christian, it also coincides with Jesus' teaching that for unto whom much is given, much shall be required, Obama said. Continuing the quote, it mirrors the Islamic belief that those who've been blessed have an obligation to use those blessings to help others, or the Jewish doctrine of moderation and consideration for others. Close Obama National Prayer Breakfast quote. Watchman comment, first, what blasphemy to take and twist Jesus' words for personal gain. Jesus was speaking of dedication to others. Of this, Obama has zero knowledge. Proven by my second point, which is this. It absolutely does not mirror Islamic teaching, proving once again Obama is Muslim. And Obama has not 1 ounce of Christian faith, and that's the true truth. No bout a doubt it, as we used to say when we were kids. Amen and amen. Continuing. India's ID plan, a plan to provide each of India's 1.2 billion citizens with a unique identification number, has been praised as an essential program. India has 1 billion people, which they expect to give a unique ID that will easily identify every single one of them. The program is called UID, or Unique Identification. Watchman comment, how long will that take, I wonder? Is this the first test of the 666 mark of the beast? Most of India's 1 billion peoples are poor, and they will readily take the mark to be fed and not be hungry. My. They know how to sneak it in, don't they? Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18, but it's paraphrased to shorten it up. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and who receiveth the mark of his name. Continuing. Panetta, decision to kill Americans suspected of terrorism is Obama's and his only. USA Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta revealed more about the secret process the Obama Nation administration uses to kill American citizens suspected of terrorism without trial. According to Panetta, the president himself approves the decision based on recommendations from top national security officials. The process by which national security officials determine whether or not the American citizens suspected of terrorism can be killed remains vague and unclear. Watchman comment, that's probably because they're not our national security officials. They're probably Islamic security officials, so they can't be very clear about it. Continuing. FDA's new ridiculous claim. FDA, quote, your body is a drug, and we have the authority to regulate it. Close FDA, quote. In another outrageous power grab, FDA says our own stem cells are drugs, and stem cell therapy is interstate commerce because it affects the bottom line of FDA-approved drugs in other states. Watchman comment, my friends, did I not tell you that the stem cell thing was not going to stop at just healing? No, my friends, this is not a joke. The FDA actually is in court over this. The FDA says in court documents that the agency wants to protect the market for FDA-approved drugs. So therefore, your body becomes theirs. My, oh my, continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Some crazy things that school children are being arrested for in America. There are more, but I don't have time for them tonight. Number one, at one public school down in Texas, a 12-year-old girl named Sarah was recently arrested for spraying herself with perfume. My, my, my. Number two, a 13-year-old student at a school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was recently arrested by police for burping in class. Oh boy, is that awful. My, oh my. It's a bit natural. Oh, brother. Number three, another student down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was forced to strip down to his underwear. Oh, boy. While five adults watched because he had $200 in his pocket. The student was never formally charged for doing anything wrong. It took five perverse adults to strip search one small student? My, my, my. Number four, a security guard at one school in California broke the arm of a 16-year-old girl because she left some crumbs on the floor after cleaning up some cake that she had spilled. Oh, boy. Number five, down in Florida, an 11-year-old student was arrested, thrown in jail, and charged with third-degree felony for bringing a plastic butter knife to school. Oh, brother. Watchman comment. Do you believe my warnings now about where America is headed? Oh, boy. Continuing. Anti-HIV pills that cause AIDS epidemic. The drug, a small blue pill with Gilead, G-L-E-A-D, printed on it, is ingested orally. It's currently awaiting FDA approval. Its manufacturer, Gilead, argues that the drug would reduce the risk of contracting HIV in as many as 3/4 of cases. Yet, others fear the once-a-day prevention pill could spur a deadly AIDS epidemic. The argument against approving the pills is that it will encourage partners to engage in unprotected sex, thinking they're protected. While the pill is proven to work in many cases, it is not 100% guaranteed. Watchman comment. Here we go again, another moneymaker being hyped. And how long will it take before this terrible side effects are revealed and AIDS increases? Kids will think they're protected, and the true truth is that is a lie, and they're not protected, and they more than likely are going to get AIDS. Continuing. California DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, to help normalize homosexuality with a new license plate. An ex-gay leader says California legislatures are trying to sneak through approval of a method to fund homosexual indoctrination in public schools with this new license plate. Assembly Bill 1539 is called an anti-bullying cause, but the language of the bill is oriented toward accepting and normalizing homosexuality. Watchman comment, do I have to say I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Continuing. It's back, the plan to kill talk radio, an organization that helped craft USA President Barack Hussein Obama's environmental policies, has recommended the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine, purportedly as a method of silencing critics. The Presidential Climate Action Project, or PCAP, last year released an extensive list of recommendations for the White House in a 75-page paper. Continuing. U.S. military developed self-guided bullet that can travel over a mile and change direction before it hits its target. Sandia National Laboratories, owned by Lockheed Martin, has long been at work with the United States military developing the ultimate smart bullet. It is announced that a successful prototype of the bullet was created and tested at distances of over 1 mile, that's 2,000 meters for those of you in Europe, that could be fully developed inexpensively and rapidly very soon. Working in tandem with laser designators, each bullet measures around 4 inches in length. An optical sensor can be seen at the tip of the bullet, which can detect a laser beam that would be used to paint a target and therefore change the course of the bullet in flight. My, my, my. Watchman comment. I've seen pictures of this, and the darn thing can do loop-de-loops in the air. and kind of go around a corner if it has to. My. No one's going to be safe anymore. Continuing. New Bible yanks Father Jesus as Son of God. Wycliffe Translators producing a Muslim-friendly Bible. Watchman comment, it may be Muslim-friendly, but it certainly is not going to be Jesus or Yahweh-friendly. Because in the world of questionable and sometimes downright silly Bible translations, one would think that it couldn't get any worse. After all, we've seen the Bible in the beginning. Big Daddy created the heaven and the earth. Ebonics Bible, as well as the Apostles' Log, Star Trek English Paraphrase Bible, and on these perverse translations go. In a more serious effort, the new Oxford Annotated Bible was created in part by pro-gay and feminist scholars in order to set forth a more gay, revisionist interpretation of Scripture. But now the Muslim-friendly Bible changes Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 from this, quote, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to this, in this new Muslim Bible, cleanse them by water in the name of Allah, His Messiah, and His Holy Spirit. Watchman commenting again, though I've been doing it all along in this report, are the Wycliffe translators possessed by demons? My. Do you believe my warnings about these apostate translations now? Get you an original King James Version while you can, and hold on to it. And while you're at it, read the back of the book, and you'll find that it says that anyone who changes that book is accursed.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Pray over it and send it. Yahweh can get it through, amen? And you will know I received it if you put an address on the envelope that I can respond to, or if you want to walk in faith and be anonymous, just leave that address off and I won't be able to respond. I only do it once, though. You write me, I write you. I don't write people when they don't write me. Are there any WOW Walk on Water faith walkers listening tonight? If so, do you enjoy this program enough to support it in faith and help keep it on the air? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Pray about it. Just write sign spelled SIGNSPO, box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled LISLE. New York, abbreviate NY, zip. 13797. I'll repeat that in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 24 through 27, the King James Version. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Verse 26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Last verse, verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. My. That causes you to think. You don't need those other translations to think for you and to change what the Bible says. At least that last verse tells you the responsibility I have as God's watchman, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. So I know my responsibility, folks, and it's a big one. And I do not want to end up with your blood on my head or in hell. So I tell you the true truth, that I might cleanse myself and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. In our mixed up world, when everybody is wrong, then wrong becomes right. However, in the world to come, there is only one judge, and he will not change the correct course of the Christian life, regardless of how many or how few actually run it. His rewards will be based on our having stayed the true course, his course. It is easy to follow the crowd. Oh, yes, it is. But it takes courage and conviction to follow wholeheartedly after God, no matter what the consequences. Sometimes it can get lonely running our Christian race. And when you wonder where the crowd is, and even whether you yourself are on the right road, sometimes, don't you? But you, my friend, must for your own sake keep running with the Lord. And when the race is over and you have finished your course, may Yahweh say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 and 23. So, get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches.
Just receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Make him the Lord of your life. Ask him today. It's easy. Just say, "Jesus, I'm a sinner. Father, forgive me. Jesus, come into my heart." You don't have to have a long prayer. Make it very simple.
Please tune in to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh, new program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. Thanks for tuning in tonight, my friends, to Signs International Radio. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Won't you bless me back by writing or calling?
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Thomas once again from Southeast Alabama. The reception tonight was quite clear, as well as Wednesday night. You have a blessed day, Maranatha, to you, and I hope the weather up there is nice and warm like it is here. We've been hitting 75 to 80 every day. It's amazing. All the flowers are starting to bloom. But Maranatha, have a great day, and we'll talk at you later.
Well, brother, I'll tell you what. I crossed 70 and 80 off my thermometer because I haven't seen that in so long. I thought my thermometer was wrong. Best I got here right now as I speak to you is 32 degrees, brother. Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, Dave, Twister, Ohio. Excellent single, excellent program. Thank you, Maranatha.
Thank you, brother. Maranatha.
This is Joseph from Connecticut, and the signals have been very clear on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's very clear. It's almost like a local station. So keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, brother, for that report from Connecticut. Sure did appreciate it. Maranatha.
Good evening, Brother Johnson. My name is Jim. I'm just calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. I heard your broadcast very well tonight on WWCR. I'm very glad I was able to hear it well. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Brother Jim, for that good report. I do appreciate it. Hope those folks there in Washington, D.C. are listening also. Maranatha, here is the address more quickly. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122. LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. It encourages me when you call, are you right? And don't you know, everybody needs encouragement. Though I get most of mine from the Lord, I could use some of yours also. Here comes the number. Are you ready? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week, no matter how small, as it all adds up to keep Signs on the air. Thanks. Blessings in Maranatha. Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Amen.